Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
We hope you'll enjoy your stay at Hotel Hell. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know this. The audience, the viewers may also know this, but I have always loved ghost shit. And so Wisconsin has a place in my heart specifically, like the ghosty stuff there and the abandoned things. And there's lots of it because
I feel like everything
cared.
That area is abandoned. I feel like,
yeah,
like anything like Michigan, Wisconsin, it's all
it's
abandoned.
Like Rust Belt.
Yeah.
Cinder block bars, you know, just like off the inner pass.
There's no more coal. I don't know if there's coal there.
There's coal.
Coal mines. The plants are closed down.
Yeah. You know, it's just like it is. So you're thinking about Detroit-ish.
I'm thinking about Billy Joel songs and Bruce Springsteen songs.
Yeah, which are not. They're both not from the Midwest.
No. But I listen to them because they're from New Jersey and New York.
Yeah, those are
That's my people.
Those are your people.
Yeah.
See the melding.
Yeah.
Look at the cultures collide. Just two Jews.
Yep.
Two white Jews. Culture colliding.
Yep.
So when I was in grad school, my then boyfriend and I took a road trip to all of these haunted places. And instead of being in school, and my parents paid a lot of money for me to do this road trip. And one place that I went to that I could never forget is called Hotel Hell in Maribel, Wisconsin. Holy shit.
When it's called Hotel, you have to go.
Yeah, you just have to go,
Hell,
right?
I
mean, like,
no...
I think we were like, you know, like trolling on early internet, and it was like, we have to, and it was very out of our way. It's kind of past Manitowoc. It's called the Maribel Caves Hotel, is the technical name for it. But it's like by Appleton, it's kind of northeast, it's in the middle, it's just like miles off of the freeway. So I'm excited to share it with you. But first, we have some business.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of a Patreon?
Yeah. Have you been a patron of Patreon?
That's
well,
good. Do you drink Patron while being a patron of the Patreon?
Either way, we have one.
We have one. And it's really exciting. And we have three tiers.
Yeah.
You can join up, be a part of the exclusivity that is Ghost Town.
Yeah.
For $1 a month. We love you. $2 a month. We fucking love that. We can't get enough of
you. And you get two free episodes a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true. You get access to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Two more of these.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They're not available. They're only available to patrons.
Only two. So we got to love it. Got to have it.
Yeah.
The last one is.
Are you thinking of Cold Stones?
Can't without it. I will not. Happy birthday to you. The third one, $25 a month. We know that you're not a Rockefeller, but if you choose this, I will do a tarot read for you.
Yeah.
And I am very empathic.
Yeah.
Some people say that. A couple people said that. Just like two.
Yeah.
But it's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's as long as you want. And you get access to all of the stuff that we talked about that the $2 people get. And we'll talk you up.
Yeah.
We'll talk you up right here.
On episode.
On air. We don't do that for anybody except Stephen Savage.
Imagine for a second getting immortalized on a podcast. Imagine that. Can you imagine?
Wrap your brain around that shit right now.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Take a seat and think about it.
So you'll be forever immortalized mm-hmm. on an episode. You will get two free episodes a mm-hmm. month. Anything on the Patreon wall. We're eventually going to have merchandise. Mm-hmm. So there'll be discounts on the merchandise.
Yeah.
We're working on that right now.
You will be at the forefront
yeah.
of our journey as Ghost Town.
Imagine you're like, it's a club and there's like a VIP line.
Yeah.
And normally people tell you.
You fly in on a helicopter on the top of the club.
Yes.
And you zip line
yeah.
past the VIPs mm-hmm. to get in, but you still have to pay $5.
You still have to pay $5 to get in. Yeah. You own the club, but you still have to pay $5.
Yeah. The drink is not free.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it. Please, please help us out. We are going to use all this money to go to these places, like this hotel. Like, I got to go back there now that I'm not, you know, 22. Right. Now that I can appreciate it as a seasoned 24-year-old.
Not using it as like a as a location for a date.
Yeah, yeah. For my boyfriend and I to like make out in the car.
Why don't you meet him there again? I don't know. What's he doing?
I think he's abroad. He's married.
Oh.
So that's dead. Okay. Or is it?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Well, it's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Yeah.
If you wanna check that out.
Please do.
Yeah, do that.
Please do. I have an update. On our last episode, I went on two dates. One of the guys texted me. I haven't texted back.
Oh.
That's the update.
Yeah.
The vape guy texted me.
You were kind of expecting something from him.
Yeah, well,
right?
He was really like on my nuts.
Yeah, he was up on.
Yeah, he was almost like in a really bad way.
He's like babe, I got like Cinnamon Toast Crunch vape flavor. Like it just came in. Like, I want to check it out.
God.
Do you want to hear a story? This is on that that subject. I talked to my mother a couple days ago, and she's like, oh, hey, I want to tell you about something I tried. Now, my mother is from New Jersey. She's middle class. She doesn't got time for no nonsense.
Yeah, no.
I thought she was going to say, like, I tried sushi. Not to say she hasn't, or like Korean barbecue. Yeah, yeah.
Or like a chocolate fountain.
Yes, yeah. Something like that. She's like, I tried the CBD oil.
Oh my God, I have a story about my mom and weed. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so, and I was like, oh my, and I didn't know, I was like, is she working for the feds?
Yeah.
Is she trying to set me? Is this a RICO case? Because I'm such a square. You know what I mean? I think you can OD on pot.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
You are.
Once I thought I did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a late bloomer. I don't really do much. I don't really drink. I really don't do much of anything. So I'm a late bloomer in general. But she's like, yeah, I love it. And then she said I can use it in my act.
What?
Free, gratis.
What?
She was executive producer on the Netflix special.
Yeah, yeah, naturally. No, you're out.
Yeah, I know.
Mrs. Horton is in.
Yeah. Well, it's not Mrs. It hasn't been Mrs. Horton for a while. She got divorced a bunch of times.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
thanks for bringing that up. I'm a child of divorce, Rebecca.
Sorry.
I do a podcast.
My parents are still together. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So she's very excited about that. And when she comes to LA, she's going to need a connection. She's going to need a hookup.
She's got you.
Yeah, she's going to need
take her to like your hookup. Fucking
and I was like,
dealer.
I talked to me about it. I was like, I'm not a drug kingpin. I don't know anything about it, but she is, I mean, my mother... I think my mother invented cigarettes, so I'm not really, it's not like a thing where she like doesn't, but she doesn't really drink that much that I know, but she's been smoking. I was buying cigarettes for her when I was a child.
Wow.
When they would sell cigarettes to a child.
What's her brand of choice?
Oh, she uses, I don't know what she does now, but she used to smoke Virginia Slims Menthol Lights, and I had that memorized
God
as a child.
That woman.
Yeah, that's how, yeah. It's like, mwah, you know what I mean?
Like,
it's
you like can't, it's just like, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Long cigarette.
Yeah, just like real, just
but
like
I had
menthols.
That memorized because as a child, she would send me in to get, so I was kind of like what like DoorDash would be or something like that, but strictly for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe like a Hostess Cupcakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Breakfast of Champions.
A little something. Oh, yeah. I want both of those things. I love a menthol cigarette.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jason, how old are you?
old enough to be able to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely past the legal age of cigarette smoking.
Cool. Very cool.
I think people who smoke look cool. Don't get me wrong.
The only reason I did. I was in community theater in college, and I was really shy. And I was like, "How can I not seem shy and as cool as these 40-year-olds who are doing community theater in Madison, Wisconsin? I'll smoke."
And did it work?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be cool. Look at me now.
Yeah,
I'm run a podcast.
How old are those people now that were in the thing?
They're dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
what happened to them?
Oh God!
Your mom has it. Your mom.
Oh my. Okay, so my mom. So my mom. My parents were the same kind of. My parents never smoked, or they didn't smoke while I was growing up. But they were not big drinkers. Like really healthy, like conscientious. So I went back home for my mom's 60th birthday. And it was really fucking cold. It was in March. And I went, she had a big party at her friend's house, which is a couple doors down. And a couple of my high school friends were there because like, what the fuck are they doing? Nothing. And so I go get my coat. I come back and my mom is like in a circle with her other 60-year-old friends and my high school friends. And they're smoking a joint. And like, I was the bad kid growing up. Like like hid liquor and weed. And my parents were so strict with me. So I walked in with my coat. My mom was smoking a fucking fat joint.
A J?
A J. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drugs.
Yeah.
She's smoking drugs, Jason.
So she's addicted now. I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's actually, yeah. I was like, gotta go to rehab. I put her in the car. But no, I go in. I'm like my brain kind of like explodes a little bit. And my friend had like rolled her a joint, of course. And she's smoking it. And she's like, Rebecca, come join us. And I was like, I don't think so. And then my mom was like, don't be weird.
Oh.
And then all of her friends were like looking at me and my friends were looking at me. And I'm like, holy shit.
You're the buzzkill.
The least cool I've ever been. Yeah. And they're all like, what are you fucking, what's your problem?
You wish you had those cigarettes with you of a community college style, right?
Yeah, right. Just get in there. Really. Yeah. Community college, I wish. Probably better use of my parents' money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt really uncool. My mom smokes weed occasionally. She loves Patron as well. But yeah, it was pretty mortifying. And I left. I went back home.
Yeah.
That's it.
And now she's...
She's a drug. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Is season 4 of Narcos about her?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a happy ending. Yeah. But I'm actually going home to visit my family. Is this a good transition for... Is this... Yeah. We're back?
I thought
we're
that was Hotel Hell.
that drug, ring that of 60-year-old women, yeah, in the North Shore, Wisconsin?
Yeah, that drug palace.
Some would say that. Some would say that. So... The Maribel Caves Hotel, a.k.a. Hotel Hell. Let me take you on a journey. Okay. We're back in Wisconsin. It is northeast by Appleton. It's pretty close to, have you heard of Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
In Manitowoc, Wisconsin?
Yes,
it's pretty close to there. So again, hotbed. Wisconsin is a hotbed. It was built in 1900s as the Maribel Caves Hotel. And it just has had a very long and strange history. It was named after the neighboring Cherney Maribel Cave. So think about this hotel, and it looks medieval. Like, it's very, it's not like something you would see in, it's something you would see in London, like far out, like someone's English garden. And there's this like, yeah, like very heavy stone cave. Like, it feels very like European,
gothic,
not even gothic. It's just, it's stone. It feels like medieval timesy kind of a thing. It's really heavy. The windows are really small. Even pictures in its heyday, it's just like, it's not a welcoming, it's not like a hotel. Like, you're not like, oh, let me check in and get comfortable. You're like, I got to get the fuck out of here kind of a thing. So I don't know what was happening, but it was around all of these caves. And they also refer to it as Motel Hell, but that's not right. It's Hotel Hell. So it is very reminiscent of Western European medieval castle ruins, but it began as a therapeutic hotel and spa where the tired and worn could be invigorated. Those were in quotes. I found them. So I don't know what that means, what kind of spa we're talking here. Not so relaxing from my perspective.
Leeches?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Bleeding out?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Thanks to its unique location, both close in proximity to a natural spring and the railroad that passed through Maribel, the hotel was a popular rest stop for many traveling Americans in the early 1900s. Again, to do what? I don't know, to exfoliate or put on a cute cat mask? I'm not sure. But there were springs around it, so I guess it made sense, and a railroad. They say that notorious gangsters and bootleggers like John Dillinger and Al Capone went there and were on some kind of VIP list. That has kind of been debunked, because why? But it also functioned as a spring water bottling plant with carbonizing equipment. So only, you know, you can kind of imagine that it was this place that seemed healthy and nice and, welcoming. But the hotel and bottling plant began to go under around 1915 and was eventually purchased by Adolph Cherney, owner and operator of a local construction company. We don't name people Adolph anymore. But in 1931, he resided there until his death, which was preceded by the death of his younger daughter, Norma, who died under mysterious circumstances. So all this stuff is going under. People don't want water anymore from Maribel. People do not want to rejuvenate there. The owner's daughter died, and here we are. He sold it to a new owner, Jeff Miller. The building reopened again as a hotel in 1981. So a long, long time, we're going to try to get this hotel
started.
Was it just
was it like abandoned for that time, or is it just kind of dormant?
It was just kind of like owned and like, you couldn't go there, but it was still like a building. It's still, it more and more this building has eroded and become just like stone rubble on the ground in the middle of nowhere. So it was still kind of a building that seemed like it could be purposed, you know, repurposed for something, and it was. So in 1981, Miller tried to make it a hotel, saw little success, and because the people in Maribel were like very weirded out by this place. They had already kind of ascribed it as being haunted by like unpleasant spirits kind of surrounding it. Like they didn't like the way it looked. Then in 1985, with no known cause, the building was engulfed in a fire large enough to reduce the building to like limestone bones. And that's kind of where most of the pictures that you see are. So this medieval hotel reduced to these, I mean, there's still floors in it, so it's not like reduced to nothing. But a fire that nobody knows about or how it started or where it, like even how it went out, it's just kind of like,
so did it function as a hotel in the 80s for any length of time? Or was it kind of between 81 and 85 just kind of purchased and like...
It was purchased. They tried for a couple of years and then it didn't happen. So in the years that followed, the fortress earned the name Hotel Hell. It was kind of gutted, abandoned. There were so many rumors surrounding the place. Many saw the figure of a man that continuously looms in various windows around the building, always facing out. Classic ghost guy. Additionally, people experience cold hands pressed on their back when they walk around the ruins alone. I didn't feel that. I was also pretty drunk on peach schnapps. Some heard voices and shrieks coming from the basement and caves below. Others have sworn that stones and other objects move around on their own accord. And then the Hotel Hell fame, they thought that the middle of it was a portal to hell. And that's why they thought the fire came out of it. That's why they feel like people are angry around it. Either in the middle of the hotel, or some sites say that it's like the front area, like the front, it's not even a courtyard, it's just lawn in the front. So that's kind of adds a very dramatic flair to it. So today the property is declared structurally unsafe due to being nearly leveled by a tornado. What next, Jason?
It's like already been wrecked.
Yeah. What else is like, left?
Yeah.
Still, the rumors of paranormal activity are persisting. Most recently, the newest owner, who has long tried to put the rumors and hauntings and stuff like to bed, has voiced plans to rebuild the hotel to its former glory. And then, of course, once he announced that it was almost completely destroyed in 2013 due to a thunderstorm.
It's like hotel something hell. Does not want it to be... It's like... Oh, you're thinking about having another natural disaster.
No. It's like, we're just trying to destroy this. The nature is like, we're just trying to destroy this fucking building.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, can you help us? Yeah. Don't put people inside. Can you not? So here are like really all of the rumors and a little more like ghosty stuff that surrounds it. So there's been a number of sightings of a figure standing at one of the windows peering out. Strange noises, voices, screams from the basement, footsteps, ringing bells, rolling wheels, and things moving upstairs. And there was, when I visited, there was like one ledge of upstairs. Like you could still, you wouldn't want to climb the stairs, but like if you really wanted to, you could maybe get to like the top half floor thing. The odor of sewer gases can be smelled in the bathrooms. Ooh, spooky plumbing. Some have seen objects levitate and move. In the basement, people have reported having feelings of being threatened. Again, I don't know what that means, but verbally, physically, I don't know. On the third floor, which was not there when I was there, people have reported feeling cold hands, like we said. Books found upstairs have burst into flames. Apparitions have reportedly been seen on the front lawn and sitting outside and on the road in front of the hotel. The ghost of a little boy who died in the bottling factory fire was seen playing on the roof. And again, there aren't any evidences of the bottling factory fire. It's just that big fire after it closed down. So the building glows brightly during a new moon. I didn't see that either. Blood has been seen spilling down the walls. Someone at unexplainedresearch.com spoke with one witness who on a dare had spent the night in the building. She reported hearing voices, footsteps, and things moving around. And the dare is this. So if you go to this Hotel Hell, if you shine a flashlight at the second story window, a ghost will flash a light back to you. Now, again, I did that. It didn't happen. I don't believe there was a second floor anymore. But
that's just polite, though.
Yeah, it's
if
like
you flash a light, the ghost should flash light back.
Yeah, it's just like it's.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, don't be rude. Yeah. Flash your light. I would still go there and flash some lights around just to see, but there's not much left there anyway. But Hotel Hell, who knows? Still a portal hell? I don't know. I'm gonna go try to find it out. I'm gonna go figure it out.
So to look at it now, it's just kind of what is it, just like kind of foundation-y.
Yeah, it's foundation-y rocks. Not even there aren't bricks. They're just big rocks, and it feels it feels like almost like something natural, even though it wasn't from what I've seen. But I'm planning on revisiting it. And I'm
when
excited.
You went as a kid, did you go?
I mean,
were
as
you scared?
22 year old. Yeah.
Okay, it's a 22.
It was pretty scary. Yeah. I mean, we'd been on this road trip for a long time at this point. It was kind of out of our way. It was definitely like the scariest because we got there at night. It was just the two of us. It is in such a remote area. Maribel has like less than 300 people in it. And they're all like, this is on the outskirts of that tiny town. And it was really dark, very creepy. Most of the places we went to, I think we hit during the day. And it was cold. It was not good.
Yeah. And I feel like, creepy. You know, like that kind of, I don't know, is that Midwest? I mean, I feel like it's like kind of like an urban Midwest when I think of like Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Know? But I really feel like that's the kind of, I mean, the setting of that is like just prime for like the way a Stephen King movie taking place in Maine, like I feel like for things that abandon, especially structures, I feel like Wisconsin,
like a German torture chamber.
It is just like the, and it's, you know, cold because it's not like a tropical, you know.
No,
what I mean?
It's like an oppressive place and you're fighting to stay alive and you got this ruinous area that you're like, what's in here? What the fuck's this?
And the fact that people try to revitalize it when it's not like it's like, this is prime real estate, baby.
No.
It's right by the airport or something.
I don't know. I feel like it's a theme in a lot of the places that we talk about too, where it's like, oh, this failed horribly. I guess let's pour some more money in it and try again.
Yeah.
Instead of just starting over, like people, we feel very attached to structures in our lives, I think.
Yeah, and you just don't want to, for some reason, don't want to give up on it. And it doesn't seem like it ever really had like huge success where you're like, like I said, it's in a place where like the trade-off is, listen, it's right by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's going to be tons of traffic. You know, the downside is portal to hell.
Yeah, that's the downside.
It doesn't have any of the things.
Exactly. You can have all the bottled water you want.
Yeah.
Like, best ones from the springs.
It sounds like it's just all
negative.
You may
burst into flames.
Like, it sounds like even if you, like, let's just say you turn it into a hotel, a regular modern hotel, or, you know, kind of somewhat, you know, kind of funky or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How much, how much business is it going to get beside the fact that it's supposedly a portal to hell?
Exactly.
It's just like, going to be people like us going up. There.
I know.
They going
really play that up. And actually, there is a site, and I'll link this, or maybe I'll put some pictures on the Instagram, of just a collection of pictures at night with, like, orbs and shit.
Yeah.
From the Hotel Hell.
That'll be on Ghost Town Pod if you're not if you're not checking out the Instagram.
Yeah, but you should check out both.
Check out both. Yeah, maybe we'll put some, you'll always put some extra stuff on the patreon.com/ghosttownpod. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
That, you know what that's a portal to? Heaven.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.